Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Let's decode. Okay, picture this. Neighborhood CRM, a small local SaaS with steady traffic but flat trial signups. They swapped their homepage headline for 3 days, nothing else, and signups jumped 12%. What made that tiny change win was the hypothesis and the speed of learning. That's our hook for today. Tiny tests, big wins.
I love that. Simple and dramatic. The counterintuitive thing here is not that copy matters. It's that swapping the right message for just 72 hours can surface real behavioral signals faster than a month of redesigns. We'll walk through the exact 3-step playbook so you can run this in a weekend.
Quick roadmap for listeners. Step 1, form a tight hypothesis. Step 2, set up a low-code or no-code experiment. Step 3, read the signal and decide. Move forward, iterate, or roll back. Then we'll unpack 3 micro-experiments you can actually do this week.
Right, and before anyone runs off to swap 20 headlines, we have a one-sheet checklist later with sample size heuristics and rollback rules. The goal is to avoid chasing noise. First, let's make the playbook concrete.
Playbook. Step 1. Hypothesis. Keep it simple and directional. For neighborhood CRM, the hypothesis was, if we lead with manage neighbors, not paperwork, trial signups will climb because local managers care about time savings. That's a clear outcome and audience.
Step 2. Low code setup. Use a split test or a redirect for just 72 hours. Tools we recommend for quick setups are Unbounce for landing pages, Shopify for shops with apps that create variants, or Convert or Optimizely for visual variants. If you prefer lightweight, use Google Tag Manager plus Google Analytics events to track variant exposure and conversions. No dev deploy required.
And step 3, success signal. Define what success looks like before you launch. Is it a 10% lift in trial starts? A 20% lift in clicks on a CTA. Write it down. Our one-sheet checklist has a space for the hypothesis, metric, minimum sample, and rollback rule, so you're not guessing afterward.
Okay, let's get tactical. 3 micro-experiments. First, the 3-day headline and CTA swap. This is the neighborhood CRM move. Time box it to 72 hours, pick one headline variant, maybe a benefit-led line versus a feature-led line, and swap CTAs too. Start free trial versus see it in action. Run them against each other and watch the conversion funnel.
I want listeners to hear this. Prioritize message over design. Too often teams delay because they think it needs a full redesign. Nope, swap the headline, tweak the CTA, and get the learning. And if you're worried about tone, test 2 brand true lines. One could be more playful, the other more functional.
Second experiment, geo-localized headlines and offers. If you have regional segments, create variants that mention the city or local pain point, trusted by small businesses in Austin, and a localized offer like extended trial for local SMBs. Use simple redirect rules or query string targeting via GTM to serve the right copy.
This one is gold for small teams pitching regional customers. You don't need a different page for every city. Start with the top 2 or 3 regions by traffic. Swap the headline and the first line of body copy. Often that signal tells you if a location-based approach is worth a bigger investment.
Third experiment, urgency and credibility micro-tweaks. Add a small trust queue, 250-plus local teams on board, or a low-friction urgency line. Limited spots for our onboarding sessions this month. These are copy changes that require 0 back-end work, but often move behavior.
Make those tweaks believable. Don't invent numbers. If you don't have customer counts, use qualitative credibility, featured in neighborhood business roundups, or a short testimonial line. Even a 1-sentence user quote can increase trust without a big lift.
Now, the toolkit, practical 1-step setups. For GTM plus GA split, create a URL parameter like ?variant=b. Set a custom dimension in GTM that records variant exposure. Then create a GA segment or event that captures conversions tied to that dimension. For non-technical folks, do a redirect test. Create a second page URL and use a 302 redirect rule or an AB cool to split traffic.
For unbounce or convert users, clone the page and change just the headline and CTA. Publish the variant and let the tool handle the splitting. On Shopify, use a theme app or duplicate a product or collection and swap the hero text. If tools change pricing or UI, no worries. Our show notes include equivalent manual steps with a simple spreadsheet tracker.
Measurement and guardrails. This is where experiments get real. Quick sanity heuristics. If you expect low traffic, don't rely on the 72-hour absolute. Instead, pool weekly aggregates or run staggered 3-day windows over several weeks. For minimum sample rules, aim for at least 100 conversions per variant for clearer signals. But if that's impossible, treat early results as directional only.
Also watch for false positives. Big social posts, paid campaigns, or an email blast can spike behavior unrelated to the test. Our rollback rule is simple. If the variant doesn't hit the predefined success target and you can't attribute the lift, revert to baseline and iterate. We include a mini spreadsheet example in the workbook so you can track exposures, conversions, and external events.
A real quick user quote we love. We swapped the headline Friday, checked Monday, and had a 12% uplift. We shipped no code and learned what message mattered. That's the exact kind of weekend experiment that scales. Fast learning with minimal risk.
Concrete next steps. 1. Download the 3-step microtest workbook in the show notes. It has the hypothesis template, the one-sheet sanity checklist, and the mini spreadsheet. 2. Pick one micro experiment and time box it to 72 hours. 3. Commit to reading the signal and either scale, iterate, or roll back based on your checklist.
Quick caveat and guardrail recap. If you have really low traffic, stagger tests, or pool results weekly. Don't declare victory on tiny samples. And if a tool's UI has changed since we recorded, the workbook includes manual equivalents, redirect tests, and a simple analytic tracker, so you can still run this without expensive app changes.
All right, that's your micro-testing sprint. Tiny bets, fast learning, and repeatability. If you enjoyed this episode, hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode, where we'll deep dive into a 5-step checklist for turning a micro win into a scalable experiment pipeline.
And don't forget, the 3-step micro test workbook is in the show notes. Download it, run your first 72-hour headline swap, and tag us on social if you want feedback. We'll pick a few listeners to highlight on the show.
Let's decode this. One tiny test at a time. Thanks for listening.